Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof, the roof, the roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is... This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
I love when that voiceover guy says my name. He's like a seal in distress. What a noise. My God. That's a terrible noise. That's noise pollution right there. War. I'm with you. See, I can say it without sounding like a seal in distress. We rarely have guests at the top of the hour, but I have a special guest today. He could be the next governor of the great state of Nevada. His name is Joey Gilbert, a very dynamic guy. Republican candidate for governor of Nevada, attorney in Reno. His practice is Joey Gilbert Law, and he's been really making a lot of news lately because nobody knew who this guy was. He came out of nowhere, and in every poll that I've seen, I know there's some internal polls showing him actually leading this race, but the polls that are out there, you know, they're supposed to be, you know, Joe Lombardo is the automatic winner of the race, he's the big winner. In every one of those, Joey's in second place. So it's clearly, at this point, appears to be a two-horse race between Joe Lombardo and Joey Gilbert. Joey, you came out of nowhere. Nobody even knew you were in the landscape, except for the viewers, excuse me, the listeners, I should say, of this show, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, because you've been my guest since, I think, March of 2020, in the middle of the whole COVID nightmare. You started coming on my show and talking about your parents who were sick with COVID, and you gave them hydroxychloroquine, and they both got better quickly right in front of you. You and I have known each other since literally spring of 2020. You were on my map, and now you seem to be on everyone's map.
Yeah, Wayne, it really has been just incredible. The excitement, the passion, the enthusiasm for this campaign is truly a grassroots effort statewide. Every county, we have the people, the only candidate endorsed by the Nevada GOP, but just mainly, most importantly, the parents, the mama bears, you know, the frontline workers, the truckers, every you know, normal working man and woman of this state is behind this campaign. It's surging now. The momentum is pushing us. I don't care what poll they got. We don't need the polls. I can feel the energy. We are surging, and we're going to win this primary. This thing is definitely not over. And tried to say, for all potential purposes, the primary's over. That was a statement of nervousness. And I'll tell you something, you know, people get desperate. They say stupid things, and that's what happened. But no, you and I hooked up last year in March talking about everything. We were conspiracy theorists last March, and then all of a sudden everything you said, everything I said came true. And that's now what the people are standing by, and they want medical freedom, they want parental rights, they want fixed elections, they want an economy that's never shut down again, and that's what we're going to give them.
So you had a big debate. It was a Nevada gubernatorial debate about a week ago, and all the great candidates stood on the same stage and debated, and there was kind of an ending of that debate that you thought was really very strange and a little bit arrogant. And tell everybody what you thought happened at the end of that debate that was so out of character. You never see it in a debate. Go ahead, tell us what happened.
Well, you know, it was just more than anything. You know, we brought Joe Lombardo to task on sanctuary cities, on the crime, on the sex trafficking, on the broken schools. And he squirmed and tried to say it was not his fault and that, you know, it didn't have anything to do with it, even though I quoted President Trump's Department of Justice Inspector General's report, which labeled Clark County one of 10 jurisdictions in violation of federal law. And then when it's all said and done, he came on and said, well, you know, for all potential purposes, this primary is over. You know, I got the most, I'm doing best in the polls. I got the most money. And I got President Trump's support, you know, his endorsement. And so it was unbelievable. And he was shaky and not confident and clearly rattled. And unfortunately, by his own inaction, You know, he never stuck up against Sisolak. He never fought the mandate. And no one, no Republican in this state trusts Joe Lombardo with their Second Amendment gun rights. That's the most important thing. He was pro-red flag law. He was for capacity in magazines, of ammunition. You know, and again, and let's remind you this. The only sheriff in all 17 counties to support Steve Sisolak, to endorse him over Adam Laxalt for governor. I don't know if that's your conservative that you can trust. And so, again, he was rattled. He was shaken. He made that very clear to everybody by his closing statement. And if anything, that kind of a nervous Nancy that got that aggravated and agitated is the last guy on this planet you want as governor.
Did anyone ask him in that debate, by the way, about the fact that he's the Republican candidate for governor and so many people call him the front runner, and yet he gave his money 4 years ago to Sisolak, the Democrat candidate for governor, who turned out to be one of the worst governors in the history of this state and locked us down and ruined the economy and masked us and force vaccinated us and killed hydroxychloroquine, the only thing that actually worked against COVID. He told the people they couldn't have it, but he gave it to the prisoners and the prisons, saves it all for them. I mean, this is the worst governor in history, and he gave a contribution to him. Did he ever say why a Republican would give a contribution to the guy he's running against now, the Democrat?
No, not only did he not bring that up, although Dean Heller hit him on it, you know, he maxed out the Sisolak campaign, he endorsed him, he sat on his transition team, and he advised him on sanctuary city policy. So again, this guy's not a Republican. Joe Lombardo's a Democrat. He's a liberal Democrat. He defunded the police. He let BLM riot for 14 months down here. And in 2019, he didn't have his guys stand up in the legislature and beat back the governor, and they defunded the police. And he actually argued for it. So people just need to wake up to who this guy really is. He's not a Republican. He's not going to protect your Second Amendment. Okay, not even a little bit. And don't forget the most important thing, I think. He mandated the vaccine on his new recruits in Metro. That should be the ball game. On top of the last thing, he said there was no election fraud in 2020. He said Biden was duly elected. That's it. Game over. Can't let him in.
And so why don't you explain to everybody, the average person tuning in, we're talking to Joey Gilbert, who's a Republican candidate for governor in Nevada, who from day one has consistently said that Joey has said that he is the Trump candidate in this race. Trump from the jump, as you're saying. You coined that phrase. And so from day one, you've been Trump, as you say, in Nevada. Why then did you think President Trump give his endorsement to Joe Lombardo, and what does it really mean?
Well, you know, listen, I love President Trump. No one supported him more. No one's been more of an America First core values, Nevada First driven mission guy than me. But sometimes he gets it wrong. And I just think that, you know what? You know, people just weren't straight with him. You know, he went with the guy who had the most money. But the most money, I mean, $2 million is going to be a road bump, you know, in this thing. And once we get through this primary, we're going to raise tens of millions of dollars. We're going to throw Steve Sisolak the beating of his lifetime. Trump just, you know, again, and you've seen this. Four or five of his candidates have gone down in flames, and it just is what it is. So I'm not holding anything against the president. I wish he would have done a little bit more of his homework, come out here in person and met the folks and met the people on the ground and met with me, but it didn't happen. So, again, I've got the people's endorsement. I'm about we the people. This campaign is not my campaign, Wayne. This is our campaign. This is your listeners' campaign. This is a campaign to protect our Second Amendment, restore parental rights, and never hear the word mandate again in Nevada, and make sure we clean up our election.
All right, so listen, let me be blunt with you. I've got some people who have emailed me over the last maybe 90 days. I have so many fans. I get thousands of emails a week, and a lot of people have said they like Joey Gilbert. A lot of people have said they like John Lee. A lot of people have said they like Guy Nora. So my question to you is, why should they vote for Joey Gilbert over the very successful mayor of North Las Vegas and the very wealthy entrepreneur Guy Nora, who's made himself $1 billion? Why Joey Gilbert?
I mean, this is the simplest answer on the planet. I have the statewide support. They don't. John Lee was a Democrat this time last year. The rural counties aren't voting for him. Not going to happen. I don't care what kind of stuff he throws out there. Guy Nora, nice guy. Got to put him in charge of GOED. Mayor Lee, I'm going to send to the legislature. He was legislator of the year. I've got roles for these guys. But they can't win statewide. They don't have the mama bears. They don't have the health freedom movement. They don't have the Second Amendment guys. They just don't. And at the end of the day, you need all the statewide support from every county. And don't forget, I'm from Washoe County, the second largest county. That's my town. I grew up there. I was a three-time national champ, four-time All-American from the University of Nevada, Reno. So we've got Elko, we've got Washoe, we've got Lyon, Churchill, Douglas, and then we're taking a huge bite out of Clark County. Without those rural counties, you can't beat Steve Sisolak. So we've got the most independent support, the most statewide support, the most grassroots excitement behind Joey Gilbert. It's very simple. And the final thing is, I'm not a politician. I'm a businessman, and I'm a fighter, and that's what the people want.
All right. And we do not see a lot of Joey Gilbert TV ads. We see TV flooded with ads from John Lee, flooded with ads from Guy, flooded with ads from Guy Nora, flooded with ads from Joe Lombardo. Where are the Joey Gilbert TV ads, and should we be concerned that you're going to win this thing without TV ads?
No, so first of all, we're up on Fox in Vegas. We're up on Fox. We're up on Fox Business. I'm probably spending more money in digital than anyone else. I'm also doing a lot with, you know, we've got door walking, we've got phone banking, we've got, you know, the outdoor digital. So we're doing it. And again, we're very targeted. OTT, what I've done in my business, I'm a businessman. I'm not doing the shotgun approach. All Lee and Guy Nora and Lombardo are doing, they're just shooting everything at the wall and see what sticks. I'm going for my, you know, inveterate Republican voters, the independents that might sway. We're being very targeted, very focused for a reason. And I'm telling you, we're going to win. And don't you worry about TV. You're going to see a lot more of it in the next couple weeks. It's going to be hitting hard. But we are out there. We're just not, you know, letting it go and just shoot, like I said, you know, bleeding from, you know, profusely and throwing marketing everywhere.
All right, Joey Gilbert, Republican candidate, governor of Nevada. He's resonating with the people. I keep getting emails about him by the hundreds. My fans love this guy. He's an attorney in Reno. His practice is Joey Gilbert Law. Joey, quickly, you got 10 seconds. Tell us the website where people can find out more about you.
Just go to gilbertforgovernor.com. Gilbertforgovernor, all spelled out, .com. Watch the campaign videos. You'll see why everybody's excited about me and why we're going to win this primary.
Gilbertforgovernor.com. Good, Joey Gilbert, good luck and God bless, my friend. We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Kyle LaBrue, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LaBrue stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LaBrue, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBrue.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LaBrue for Congress.
This is a special announcement for anyone currently faced with overwhelming financial pressures due to back taxes. If you owe money to the IRS, tax relief programs are now available to help you deal with these problems and get your life back on track. You can't hide from the IRS, and your problems will not just go away on their own, but get worse. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free assessment of your financial situation. 855-795-1006. When you call, you will speak with one of their experts that can legally get your tax debt in control and potentially saving you thousands of dollars. Garnished wages, property seizures, bank levies, and other collection actions can stop immediately. Their specialists can get you protected and negotiate settlements on your behalf. Don't delay. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free consultation. 855-795-1006. 855-795-1006. That's 855-795-1006. Call now.
What life insurance policy is right for you? Ethos Life makes it so easy. It's all online. You go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Click Get My Quote. It will take you to a cool online calculator where it will estimate the coverage and monthly cost. Then you can play around with the slider. Change the amount of coverage and cost so you get what's right for you. And when you are ready, just click apply. Answer a few questions and that's it. No doctors, no medical exams, no blood tests. It takes about 10 minutes. It's easy, risk-free. It's one of the best things to do for your family's future. You are in control. and you get the price that's right for you, right now. The best rates are available through this exclusive radio offer. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com. Go get your quote now.
Raw and unfiltered.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. The latest update from Tulsa is three dead plus the shooter and several injured as well. So thank, you know, terrible thing. And yet I think you have to thank God it's not a mass shooting. Thank God it's not like 15 or 20 dead or more. Maybe because it's Tulsa, Oklahoma. You know, they get someone with a gun probably got the guy before he could shoot more people. That's what happened the other day. I don't even know what state it was in, but some guy was brandishing a gun, and I think it was Louisiana, and a woman with a gun shot him dead before he could do any damage. And so that's what you need. Good guys or good gals with a gun always stop a bad person with a gun. A little housekeeping. I want to make sure you all know RootForAmerica.com is my website. R-O-O-T, RootForAmerica.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com is my email, WayneRoot@gmail.com. And you can always hear me on Odyssey. Download Odyssey on your cell phone, whether it's an Apple phone or any other kind of cell phone, App Store, Google Play. Both have Odyssey. 40 million people listen to radio streamed on Odyssey, and my show is on Odyssey, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. And so also want to mention my book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, by Wayne Allyn Root and my co-author Nikki Ballou, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. North Carolina preschool teachers showed flashcards to children depicting pregnant men. This is what's wrong with America. See, again, I'm going to get Christians mad at me over this one because I'm very pro-gay. I've never had a problem with gay people in my life. And I was one of the first people to say, if gay people want to be married, let them be married. Who cares? How does it affect my life if two lesbians get married? I don't care. Go get married. What else affect my life? Two gay guys in West Hollywood get married. In the Village in New York City get married. Who cares? I'm not near them. It has nothing to do with me. I've never had a problem with gay people. But I have such a problem with this whole transsexual BS. And I have such a problem with the gay lifestyle and the transsexual lifestyle and the lesbian lifestyle being stuffed down my children's throat in kindergarten through third grade. The whole thing is ridiculous. There's no reason to ever bring it up to little children, ever. One way or the other. It's just absolutely infuriating. I don't want my kids being brainwashed or indoctrinated about gay and transgender issues at a young age. It's absolutely sickening. And it's wrong. That's my job. So here, Ballantyne Elementary School in North Carolina. Never heard of this town. In Fuquay, Varina, North Carolina. But it's a suburb of Raleigh. And they've been taught teaching preschool children that men can get pregnant. So not only are they teaching things that they have no right to teach in kindergarten through third grade. This is preschool. And men can't get pregnant. It's a freaking lie. No man could be pregnant. This is absolutely a falsehood and a lie. And so Representative Erin Paré, Republican, received an email from a concerned parent in her district who took pictures of the flashcards her child was shown depicting pregnant men soon to give birth. The flashcard shows a male figure holding a large pregnant belly with the female standing behind him while holding his hips in support. Preschool children at Ballantyne Elementary School were also shown flashcards depicting the Progress Pride flag containing not only six standard rainbow colors, but also black, brown, blue, pink, and white for other genders and gender expressions. The flashcards come from something called Rainbow Families and are designed for young children. Upon receiving the email, Representative Paré immediately contacted the principal to alert her about the flashcards. And the principal's name is Lutashia Dove. And Dove reportedly took swift action to respond and investigate. She later confirmed the stack of flashcards was found. They're not part of the approved curriculum at the school. She was unaware they were being used at the school. She took immediate possession of the flashcards, contacted the Wake County Public School System superintendent, and initiated a conversation with human resources about the issue. These are not truthful things they're telling children. Men can't get pregnant. This is indoctrination, brainwashing, fraud, and lies aimed at not 17-year-olds, seniors in high school, but preschoolers and kindergartners. And it's sickening, and it's representative of everything happening to this country. Just crazy. Just like we found out today, the guy who shot President Trump, President Trump, please, President Reagan, no one ever shot President Trump, thank God, shot President Reagan and almost killed him. And then, of course, Jim Brady was brain damaged for the rest of his life from the bullet from John Hinckley's gun. And this guy was granted unconditional release today. Well, the protesters on January 6th who did nothing wrong and were peaceful are now in solitary confinement for, what, 18 months in a row, suffering and being tortured by the D.C. prisons. Unbelievable what's happening in our country.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Virginia jury has found in favor of Johnny Depp in his defamation trial against ex-wife Amber Heard. Depp sued Heard for $50 million over an op-ed piece she wrote in the Washington Post about domestic violence. The Pirates of the Caribbean star claimed the article hurt his career and caused him to lose roles in films. President Biden claims his administration is working as quickly and aggressively as possible to resolve the national shortage of baby formula.
I have directed my administration to use every tool available to increase the supply, get more formula on shelves as quickly as possible, working with manufacturers to reopen factories that have closed and ramp up production quickly.
The president also admitting he first learned about the baby formula shortage in April, although the administration said they've been working on the issue since February. USA Radio News.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire here on USA Radio Network, coming to you from the house of the Root built. Fellowship Home Loans is the sponsor of this segment of the show.
You know that buying a home is perhaps the largest financial commitment you'll ever make. Having a friend in the mortgage business can help, and my friends Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans have been providing assistance to people just like you for nearly 20 years. They're involved in purchases, refis, VA loans, reverse mortgages, and often they just talk to you and evaluate your current situation and give you great professional advice. You need a friend in the mortgage business, especially now with interest rates rising. Call Mike and Brian of Fellowship Home Loans. Keep in mind, this show comes from Las Vegas, where home sales are still exploding month after month. Well, they're claiming the rest of the country is dying and real estate's going down dramatically. In Las Vegas, it's still up dramatically, and sales are doing just fine. House comes on the market, and there's 20 offers because the whole California. So now you've got two friends in the mortgage business, Mike and Brian, Fellowship Home Loans. FellowshipHomeLoans.com, 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE. Tell them Wainwright sent you. Speaking of friends, I've got a friend on the show, Sam Sorbo, and her husband Kevin are good friends of mine, great people. Sam Sorbo is a filmmaker, an actress, a host of the Sam Sorbo Show, and it's an honor to have her with us today. Sam, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root. How are you?
Well, it's so awesome to be here and to hear your voice and to chat.
Well, you know, it's good that you live in Florida because everything important seems to happen in Florida. And all the good things, anyway, all the good things for conservatives, because you have the greatest governor I've ever seen in my life. DeSantis is fabulous. And so I wanted to start, before we get to the homeschooling and the home education, which I think is a great topic for all the people listening to my show who have kids at home, but I want to start with Florida's law, branded by the media as Don't Say Gay law. And obviously, I've been cheerleading this law for many months on this show and cheerleading DeSantis and saying that it's time to boycott Disney and no conservative should ever again spend a dime at Disney. But let's talk about this law because you're kind of on the scenes. You live in Florida. What is this law really about? It's not about don't say gay, correct?
Heck yeah. So I love that you bring this up because this is one of the areas where DeSantis really is in a leadership role in a major way. And they came after him with this ridiculous don't say gay crap. And I got to say, his answer was so good. And the reason that they are losing in this battle is because, basically appropriate to his answer, it's like, listen, if you really want to draw the line in the sand and say, no, I am going to talk to your five-year-old about sex and lubrication, and I don't know how graphic I want to be on your show, Wayne, but seriously, the way that they are
How about changing, Sam, changing sexual identity? That's the one that gets all the parents upset, including
me. The gender thing.
Like, right.
Consider
Correct.
You might be a different gender than what you think you are. Goodness gracious, this is child abuse. You are purposely trying to confuse these children. And how dare you? And so I'm thrilled. First of all, I'm thrilled with Governor DeSantis's response and the law, which is basically, let's not have these discussions with children under the age of third grade because it's not a fourth grade because it's not appropriate, which is absolutely true. But what's great is the left has gone so far as to position themselves to say, oh, no, we will have the sex talk with your children when they're in second grade. We want to talk about sex, and I want to be able to discuss my personal gay lifestyle with your children. And they're going to lose on that because parents are going to be like, no, my young, innocent, impressionable child is not available for your perversions. And that's exciting to me because I think that at least it's putting the parents in the position of trying to take a stronger stand on behalf of their children, which is what I'm about, is protecting the kids. And these kids should not be exposed to any of this crap, frankly. And by the way, I don't know what any of this has to do with quote unquote education. And that's
right.
Like I tweeted today. I'm like, so if you still think that schools are about education, look what they just did in Chicago. I mean, they just passed a law that said that they don't have to teach reading or math to kids. I mean, it's no longer about education. They're not even pretending that it's about education.
Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, I always talk to people about the fact that I grew up in a very rough town, Mount Vernon, New York, on the Bronx borderline, and I was one of the only white kids in an all-black school, went to an all-black middle school, all-black high school. But one of the things I never get around to talking about is there was a difference for me. I went to honors classes at that very rough, dangerous, violent school. And so I went on to graduate number one and went on to go be accepted at Columbia University, and I was Dean's List at Columbia University. That was because I was an honors student. Today, Sam, they want to get rid of everything that shows that you're a high achiever. All over America, they're canceling grades in high schools.
In Chicago, they're going to start grading based on race next year. So if you're, and by the way, this is
funny.
So racist, because what they're going to say is, well, if you're a black student, but you only score a 65, we're still going to give you an A for the class. But if you're a white student and you score a 65, you're going to get a D.
Well, not only that, but think about the implications. If you're a black student and you score 65 and they give you an A, and you're a white student and you score 100 and they say, no, because you're white, that's only a B. And so the person who got a 65 could leapfrog above the person who got a 90 or a 95 or a 100. You know, this is all insanity. And by the way, if you're going to give someone an A who got a 65 because you're black, can you imagine what they'll do if you're black and lesbian? Now you're going to get like an A++++.
That's right. I mean, this has been going on in our schools for a long time. Not this specific racism that we're seeing now. But this has been going on. It's the soft bigotry of low expectations. It's the fact that they've
great inflation, great inflation. Another word we've used to describe Las Vegas schools where kids get straight F's and then they're graduated out like everything's okay.
Some of the kids get A's.
Even worse,
You've got class valedictorian in Detroit shows up at college and she has to take remedial math. But they were telling her that she was the smartest kid in the whole school, and she has to take remedial math and get a tutor because she doesn't know crap. But they told her that she was educated. This is very dangerous because what they're doing is they're telling children, you're smart and you're educated, and the kids know nothing, and then they go out into the world. And they're either going to get a very cold shower or, you know, a very cold awakening, or they're actually going to think that they're capable and do some really stupid stuff. It's a disaster either way. That's why, you know, I always advocate for home education. And that's why we're doing our conference at the end of June in Port St. Lucie, Florida. And people should go to samsorbo.com to find out more about the conference, because it's going to be fantastic. We've got some great speakers coming. But most importantly, we're giving parents a playbook, a guidebook, how to home educate. This is all you need to know to get the ball rolling, and it will free you from the shackles of the education system, because parents think that they're not capable. Why? Because they were taught that they're incapable. In fact, I started saying, Wayne, I don't know if you've heard this, but the one sole capability that the schools have, their core capability, is teaching people how incapable they are. That's their core competence.
Well, I'm a big believer in homeschooling. As you know, you met my family, and you know I have four wonderful kids, and my daughter graduated Harvard, and we call her story homeschooled Harvard. Never a day in a classroom in her life. Got accepted at Harvard, then finished top for class, Phi Beta Kappa at Harvard, and now she's this month, actually, June. She will, by the end of this month, graduate and be Dr. Dakota Root, going to one of the best schools in all of Paris, France, and she's about to become Dr. Dakota Root. So we know that homeschooling works. My son just graduated SMU last month, actually 2 weeks ago, and he went straight into an incredible job and an incredible salary that shocked Dad in the finance world, and he's going to be managing the money of a very wealthy billionaire family, and that's after a four-year education at SMU and graduating with Dean's Honors in finance. So all my kids have never been in a classroom in their life, and they're all studs, you know? So I know homeschooling works, Sam, and I'm a big believer in it. Tell us about your upcoming conference. Tell us what's going to happen at this conference. What will parents learn?
Well, the main thing is that they'll learn that they are more capable than they think they are, and that the reason that they think they're incapable is because they've been taught that they're incapable, which is really the child abuse that's happening in our schools, and now it's on hyperdrive or superdrive or overdrive, I guess, with everything else that they're teaching the kids in the schools now. And so I call us a a school-injured society at this point. We've all been injured by our schooling, and there's a way out. And the way out is really this, it's this idea that, I'm sure you've heard the story of Socrates, Plato's cave, where these people are chained to the cave, chained inside a dark cave, and all they can see is one wall of the cave, and they can only see shadows moving along the wall. And so they think that reality is just those shadows. And one of the prisoners gets out of the cave and sees that, my goodness, life is three-dimensional, full color. And he goes back in to tell the people inside the cave. That's how I feel like what I'm doing with parents who are like, well, I don't know how to homeschool my kids. I don't know how I could do that. And they feel it's such a loss because they understand that it's evil and dangerous what is happening. I mean, we haven't even talked about the masking of children in schools, which now I don't know if you saw, but the Lancet just came out. And that's one of the premier medical journals just came out and said in a new study they did. They discovered that if
Hey, Sam, Sam, hold on one sec. Sam, just stay with us. I'll bring you back on the other side. Let's go to a quick break, and we'll hear the new study from The Lancet on masking of children. I think I can guess, if it's honest, it'll say that masking was a disaster and it never stopped one kid from getting sick, and no kid dies from COVID anyway. But we'll be right back, and we'll hear the results of that Lancet study, which I have not seen, but I've seen about 10 other studies that show masks are complete fraud and do absolutely nothing versus COVID except suffocate you and give you all kinds of psychological issues. We'll be back with Sam Sorbo, filmmaker, actress, host of The Sam Sorbo Show. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone... Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for SealsAndDealsLV.com. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business here in Las Vegas. It's blown up huge for Vegas consumers, but now they ship nationwide. It's called SealsAndDealsLV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. And now John is moving his warehouse, and everything must go. SealsAndDealsLV.com is having a giant liquidation sale. All inventory is 50 to 80% off retail. You'll get the best price for any product. TVs, furniture, for your home, office, or patio, microwave ovens, mattresses, bed frames, rugs, sofas, sporting goods, treadmills, bikes, automotive parts, desks, chairs, lawnmowers, barbecue, smokers, generators, pianos, baby cribs, refrigerators, wheelchairs. SealsAndDealsLV.com has them all. Liquidation sale, 50 to 80% off. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to SealsAndDealsLV.com, and my buddy John will beat them all. Just go to SealsAndDealsLV.com or call 725-260-3337. SealsAndDealsLV.com. It's like stealing. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reese sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Reed sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Raw and unfiltered. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back to the show. The Root's on fire here on USA Radio Network. SteelsandDealsLV.com is the sponsor of this segment. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business here in Las Vegas, and it's blown up huge for Vegas consumers, but now they ship nationwide. It's called SteelsandDealsLV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. And now John is moving his warehouse, and everything must go. SteelsandDealsLV.com is having a giant liquidation sale. All inventory 50 to 80% off retail. 50 to 80% off retail. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to SteelsandDealsLV.com. And my buddy John will beat any offer on or any deal, and that's why Steels and Deals, right? Any deal on any product for your home, your office, your patio, you name it. What a great idea for the consumers of Las Vegas and now everywhere. They ship nationwide. Just go to SteelsandDealsLV.com online, SteelsandDealsLV.com, or call 725-260-3337, 725-260-3337. If you're in Vegas, stop by 2800 East Walnut Avenue, 2800 East Walnut Avenue, SteelsandDealsLV.com. Sam Sorbo is my guest, filmmaker, actress, host of the Sam Sorbo Show, and we wait trying to figure out what this new study says about masks from The Lancet. Sam, educate us.
Yeah, so The Lancet, it's actually not about kids, but it's about if you have COVID, they discovered that re-inhaling droplets that you might have exhaled is actually bad for you. Like,
you
apparently, when you exhale, your body's actually trying to get rid of toxins. And so
exactly.
If you keep the toxins close to your face and then they go back into your body, it's actually, you have a higher chance of dying from COVID, is what
yes.
they found.
Yes.
Which I'm sure shocked, literally shocked, everybody, Wayne. I mean,
yes.
everybody, except me.
Yeah.
I was a dodo bird who never
right.
believed that masks were doing anything except hurting people. But as you know, COVID doesn't affect children by and large. So
well,
you know, all
them.
Of this has been such a sham.
Yeah.
And the only question, Wayne, is if we will recover, because we are such a schooled population now, a trained, obedient population now. And we have this thing that's called effort justification. So if you expend a good deal of effort for say a new experience, for, you know, if you expend a lot of effort in order to go and skydive, the studies show that you will have a better skydiving experience.
Right.
At least you will think that your experience was better compared to people who, well, why not? I might as well, you know, try it kind of thing. And so you have this effort justification, and people have expended a lot of effort to avoid COVID in the wearing of masks and all of the other stuff that they've done. And so the question is whether they will feel that their efforts are justified. They will seek to justify their efforts more and not be able to recover.
Sam, when I walk around Las Vegas now, I would say 10% of locals are wearing masks, and you know those are all Democrats, easily, instantly identified as Democrats and morons. Some of them still wear masks in their cars. They're alone in their car. These are the dumbest people in the world.
Yeah.
But on the Strip, on the Strip where tourists are in Vegas, I'd say one-third are wearing masks. One-third still wear masks. I've never worn masks.
From Israel. I got back from
Everybody,
Israel, and
right?
I would say that statistic, one-third, is probably right among the tourists. But even the Israelis, there are a number of them that are still wearing masks.
Yeah, and don't forget, the Israelis are the most vaccinated nation in the world. Hard to believe, too, that they fell to this poisonous nonsense. So, you know, it's just, if there's anything worse than masks by far, it's the vaccine, because masks still won't kill you, but the vaccine is killing people every day. And Israel went full on in on this, you know, 100% on the vaccine. They believe this nonsense. And this is a country that, you know, once was involved, you know, most of the Jews in Israel descend from the people who were involved in Nazi Germany and Goebbels and forced vaccinations and forced experiments. I can't believe that my people, you know I'm Jewish, my people fell for this in Israel. It's beyond my comprehension to me.
You know, for the people who have repeatedly said never again, it seems like those words are meaningless to them. And it's very sad. It's
terrible. Because a lot of them are going to die over time. A lot of people who get this vaccine. Not everyone. I doubt everyone in the world who got three vaccines is going to die. But I would say that all of them face a life of a lot of illness due to a badly damaged immune system and disease and
death. I'm reading now that there are doctors who used to push the vaccine onto children. And now those same pediatricians are not mentioning the vaccine at all. They're just not even bringing it up. So the parents are reporting that, gosh, they got pushed and pushed before, and they were like, well, we're just going to wait or whatever. Now they're bringing their kids back to the same office, the same pediatrician. He might even still be wearing a mask, but the pediatrician himself does not bring up the vaccine anymore. So I think that it's infusing into the psyche of the nation now that, gee, the vaccines really don't work. Because honestly, like, to come back to the United States, I had to get a test.
Yeah.
You have to get a test. The tests also don't
work.
So I'm not really sure why we're keeping up with this sham, except, and by the way, Pfizer
just reported
that they have, I think the report was 7 or 9 billion doses of the vaccine.
Yeah, it's going to get worse again this summer and this fall. I promise you, as it gets closer to the election, it's going to be either monkeypox or a new version of COVID, and Democrats will be asking everyone to wear a mask, and they'll be forced vaccinating everyone again. I'm telling you. And if we don't win the election, God knows what our future holds, but it's going to be real bad. So we better win by a landslide November. Sam, I'm on the run. We're up against the hard news break. Sam Sorbo, filmmaker, actress, host of The Sam Sorbo Show, and a big believer in homeschooling. Thank you, Sam.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.